You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, we're now joined by Deputy Leader Calvin Davis. Kia ora, Calvin, how are you today?
Kia ora, Harry. I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Very good, very good. That's good to hear. So earlier this week here at BFM, we kicked off our election-focused coverage where we're looking at different key policy areas leading up to 23rd of September, Election Day. This week, we're focusing on the environment. We're talking to each of our political party representatives throughout the week about what environmentally focused policies their party has on offer. So, Calvin, apart from the water policy, which we will touch on, Labor seem to be a little bit lacking on conservation and environmental policy. Jacinda Ardern declared climate change is the nuclear-free moment of this generation. How are Labor looking to combat this so-called climate change movement?
Well, yeah, it's Jacinda's totally right. This is our generation's nuclear-free moment, isn't it? Because, you know, if we don't have an environment, basically, if we don't have a clean, safe, healthy environment, we don't have a lot, actually. Megan Woods has been doing a lot of work on the details of that policy, and, you know, policy is going to be announced over the coming days and that, so it's not really for me to announce stuff here, but it is a big issue. When you look at the things like global warming, and Jacinda touched on it on her speech on Sunday, talking about her father, who's done a lot of work in the Pacific, such as islands such as Kiribati, and seeing that whole culture, that whole people, that whole race of people, their lifestyle, where they live, everything is jeopardised. So it's incumbent on countries such as ours to actually step up and do things, and we just can't allow whole nations to be jeopardised by global warming and climate change. But like I say, Megan Woods is doing a lot of work on that, a lot of work on emissions stuff. You know, there's a lot of work to be done.
So what can we be expecting in there? I mean, will it be addressing how the party's going to be meeting any goals of the Paris Agreement?
Yeah, and again, that's, like I say, Megan's been doing a lot of work on that, and you know, we're committed to an emissions trading scheme. We know things aren't perfect. We'd like to see all gases included in the emissions trading scheme. We'd like to see agriculture included. They can't just be allowed to do what they're doing and not be part of the solution, so we want to bring them into paying their share. But you know, like I said, the details will be announced.
Right, so in terms of the emissions trading scheme, the government have recently announced a package of changes to making it how they aim to make it work. What do you think that they're doing enough?
We can always do more. So is the government doing enough? Well, the answer is no. Can more be done? The answer is yes. But again, you know, I don't want to be the one that sort of announces policy on the radio when we've got experts in our party who are working on that policy. And, you know, people just have to wait and see what we're actually doing.
Okay, so at the current point of time, the fresh water policy is Labor's big ticket to battling climate change. Do you think that voters are maybe a little bit concerned that Labor are not doing enough in terms of environmental issues?
Well, our water policy is extremely important. Those people who are using water commercially and they're making profit for it, they shouldn't really just be allowed to extract millions and millions of litres of water and not give back, you know. That's why we're saying that if people are going to, first of all, bottle water, they need to be paying some sort of royalty, and we're talking around about 10 cents a litre. And those who are using water for horticulture, for agriculture, it'll be a couple of cents per 1,000 litres. Now, the government used the situation of saying to create 1 litre of wine takes 900 litres of water. And they were saying that Labor's policy is going to up the cost of a bottle of wine by $70. And that's just ridiculous scaremongering. If we're charging for 1,000 litres, 2 cents per 1,000 litres, that means the cost of a bottle of wine would go up by something between 1 and 2 cents. So everyone's got to just, you know, take a good hard look at the facts and not look at scaremongering and the National Party's obsession with trying to make out like we're irresponsible.
There has, though, been concern from farmers around this water tax. I mean, there are farmers who are saying that this added tax could hinder efforts already being made in areas of conservation and climate change.
Well, look, look, like I say, it's you know, a matter of cents per 1,000 litres, and no, it's not going to hinder anything. We expect to raise about $100 million in revenue from that will go back to regions, regional councils, to assist with cleaning up waterways. Now, the damage that stock do in waterways is incredible. The cementation, cows trampling the river edges, creating, basically turning the water mucky. That water with all the sedimentation rushes out into the harbours, and you take a harbour like Kaipara Harbour, which is in jeopardy of dying because of the amount of sedimentation, and yet that's where 98% of West Coast snapper breed. And so, you know, we have to actually take these steps for riparian fencing, riparian planting, and cleaning up our waterways. And those people who are involved in that pollution need to be part of the solution as well. And that's why we think it's fair that a couple of cents per 1,000 litres of water is not a huge price to pay. And if their businesses are going to collapse because of a couple of cents per 1,000 litres, then it's probably got more problems than just water quality problems.
Okay, so we can definitely be expecting some climate announcements from Labor in the next coming days in terms of policy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like I say, people just have to wait and see, because there's nothing worse than a Member of Parliament who goes off on a tangent and announces things and no one's aware that they've been announced.
Okay, just finally, Jay, I wanted to touch quickly on policing in Northland. There's been a little bit of an issue with low morale of the police force up there being a little bit overworked. Do you have any comments on this?
Yeah, absolutely, they're overworked. My brother's a policeman up north in Kaikohe, and I've got a number of mates who are in the police force, and to be honest, actually, my mother is the police chaplain up there, and I'm hearing stories about the police being overworked, they're not resourced to do things. Look, we've got a massive problem now with drug-related issues and all the social consequences of that type of activity, and I think after there were a couple of murders up north, I think we've got half a dozen police sent into Kaikohe when Kaitaia was where the issues were. We're told that the police need to be flexible and be able to get to where they're needed quickly. But, you know, if something happens in Kaitaia and the extra police are in Kaikohe, that's over an hour away. So
how are Labor looking to address this?
We've signalled that we'll have 1,000 extra police across New Zealand. And, the thing about our plan for police isn't that we have more people to go out and just start arresting people willy-nilly. What we want is community policing, where police are seen and present in their communities, where we believe it's more effective for a policeman who sort of knows the members of the community. If he sees someone playing up or someone wandering the streets, is able to go to the parents and say, hey, look, I saw your kid down the road at 11 o'clock at night. You know, what's with that? Just do a lot more of a softly, softly approach rather than the hard nose. Let's just start arresting people, doing a lot more educational stuff in schools. All that relationship stuff, we believe, is as important as having people going out there and arresting people and locking them up as quickly as we can.
All right, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Calvin.
Okay, you're welcome.
Cheers.
Thank you.
See you later.
That was Calvin Davis from the Labour Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.